What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 286. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about preoperative oral versus intraoperative IV acetaminophen, answer the drug information question, should vasopressin be started at the same time as norepinephrine in septic shock, and share a resource on what a pharmacist should know about mechanical ventilation. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode286. The article for this episode is titled A Randomized Trial of Oral versus IV Acetaminophen for Postoperative Pain Control. The lead author is Skip R. Hickman, and this was published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy, March 2018. IV acetaminophen has been available in the U.S. since 2010. Different perioperative analgesic protocols involving oral or IV acetaminophen are used for patients undergoing orthopedic surgery. The authors of this study sought to compare pain control outcomes with preoperative oral versus intraoperative IV acetaminophen use in adults undergoing total hip or knee arthroplasty. The study was a single-center, randomized, placebo-controlled equivalence trial. Patients were assigned one-to-one to receive a gram of acetaminophen PO before surgery with an IV placebo infusion during surgery, or placebo capsules followed by an IV infusion of acetaminophen 1 gram. Patients were followed after PACU admission up to 24 hours postoperatively. Results were analyzed for 486 patients. There were no significant differences in preoperative and intraoperative use of pain medication between the oral and IV acetaminophen groups. Postoperative opioid use in morphine milligram equivalents were equivalent in the oral and IV groups. There were also no significant between-group differences in mean pain scores over 24 hours reported. The authors concluded in patients undergoing hip or knee arthroplasty, oral acetaminophen given preoperatively was equivalent to IV acetaminophen administered in the operating suite in controlling pain in the immediate post-op period. IV acetaminophen was not superior to oral acetaminophen in reducing post-op nausea and vomiting, time to ambulation, time to first dose of as-needed pain medication, length of the PACU stay, or total length of hospital stay. To my knowledge, no study has ever demonstrated a clinically meaningful benefit to IV acetaminophen over an active comparator. When the price of IV acetaminophen tripled a few years ago, it was taken off formulary at many institutions, mine included. Very occasionally, I miss having the medication available for that rare NPO patient that cannot tolerate other analgesic options. But other than that rare, niche use, I see no role for the use of IV acetaminophen in hospitalized patients. And this study, as well as other recent articles that are in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode286, support that contention. The drug information question for this episode is, should vasopressin be started at the same time as norepinephrine in septic shock? And my answer is, maybe. A recent trial concluded that patients treated with early vasopressin and norepinephrine achieved and maintained MAP of 65 millimeters mercury faster than those who received initial norepinephrine monotherapy, suggesting that overcoming vasopressin deficiency sooner may reduce the time patients spend in the early phase of septic shock. In this trial, vasopressin was initiated within 4 hours of norepinephrine, and time to achieve and maintain goal MAP was 5.7 hours versus 7.6 hours with norepinephrine alone. Mortality was not different between groups, so it remains to be seen if starting vasopressin at the same time as norepinephrine results in any clinically meaningful outcomes. And the resource for this episode is my free 2-page PDF on what a pharmacist should know about mechanical ventilation. This PDF explains the goals and indications for ventilation and airway management, types of mechanical ventilation, mechanical ventilator modes, and the role of the pharmacist in facilitating pharmaceutical care for patients receiving mechanical ventilation. To access this PDF, sign up for my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 6. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.